welcome back to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. I am your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I'm excited to have you here, have you on as we dive deep into today's topic and to really dive into the elements of what it is, what does this all mean, and how you can implement this process. So I'm going to share a little bit of some educational background stuff, then we'll get into the meats and potatoes of it all, and then we'll also have a practical solutions to everything. So make sure you get through the whole episode here. Before we dive into it all, make sure to join our Facebook group. We are growing this group. This is where eventually I'll be doing lives there of the podcast. So you'll see it right now on YouTube that we do ours live, but we're going to be shifting over to the Facebook group. So you can check that out there. Also, I have a group coaching program that I'll be putting together. It's going to be over a course all about returning to the source, the name of this podcast episode. And I'll be diving deeper into this element. Walking you through, sharing the principles, really creating a community on this. And so if you're interested, doesn't mean you have to sign up, just interested alone, go on the show notes. There's a wait list. You click on it, put your information in, you'll be put onto the wait list. There will come a moment in time for those who are only on the wait list will get a massively deep discount on the program. I will not be marketing that type of pricing anywhere else there. We'll let you know ahead of time when we'll be releasing and so forth as we're putting the program together as we speak. Other than that, we'd love to hear from you as we are been spewing out these episodes. We always love to hear. If you have any questions, you have a topic, someone you may think I should interview, go ahead and just send us an email at drvic@empoweryourreality.com. That is in the show notes also. So let's get into today's show. Today's topic is, again, returning to source. So the first thing, when I was in a meditation this morning, and I was really like, okay, I want to get a podcast episode out today. And I just sat with it. And I'm like, what do I want to talk about? And something about returning the source came to me. And I always find it funny too, because I'll go on my Facebook page and I'll just scroll down really quick. I'll spend like 30 seconds and seeing what shows up. And I noticed that a lot of things of what I'm mentioning, like returning to source and so forth, was showing up. And I'm going, okay, there's something to this. I'm going to go with it. And so I literally was like, as I always do on my podcast, there is no really program or flow I have an idea of. I just hit record and I go live. And here's where I'm at. So, excuse me. Let me have the water here. And so this is where, let's really look at the first thing. What is source, right? Now, this topic is not to be religious. This is not going to be, there may be some spiritual principles to this, but I will tell you there is science to back it up. So I like to always present anything on the spiritual side, ancient wisdom side. I always like to tie in the science and say, hey, this is where it is, because I like to bridge the gap between the two. But there's one thing we know for sure. You are in there, in your body, somewhere, somehow. You are there. Somewhere deep within there is something of an essence of who you are, who you truly are, right? Because if you pay attention to thoughts, who's paying attention to the thoughts? Because sometimes we say, well, on my mind, on my body. Okay, but then what's paying attention to the thoughts that are being created by the mind or paying attention? Who's giving that? Who's looking at everything? And who's observing everything? There's something deeper there. Okay, some people call it a soul. Some people call it consciousness. Some people call it the source. This is the source of who you really are. Your soul essence, the non-physical form that lives for eternity, that's immortal, that all it does is change forms in for infinity. Goes into one form, comes back into another, goes back into another form, and goes back into another. It's like the ocean, right? The waves come in, a wave exists, the wave goes out, the wave comes back in, the wave will come out. There's this beautiful infinity symbol, right? Kind of goes like this. That's why I like it so much. And so, but what does that all mean though? Why is that important? Why even listen to this episode called Return to the Source? Because there is an element to returning to the source that brings more and heightened experience. It raises the bar, more bliss and joy, contentment, and so many other things that come with returning to the source. I truly believe the term enlightenment, or what a lot of the gurus and the mystics and the sages of our time, like Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, Ogmandino, Lao Tzu, I can go on and on. I truly believe they really connected to source, to who they really are. I think Krishna, Buddha, and Jesus, based on, again, bringing science to the table, Power versus Force, 30-some years almost of Dr. David Hawkins' work, he tested and realized that there's a certain consciousness level that the nervous system can only take on to. And that's about 1,000. After that, the nervous system can't handle it. And I remember when I was learning energy medicine, energy healing, and all that, they used to say that there's only a certain amount of energy that can flow through our bodies, what our bodies are capable of taking on. After that, it would be almost like it explodes. It just can't take on too much. It's like putting too much of electrical current through something. And so, excuse me. And so with that, I realized that I was like, okay, that's interesting. Because then I read David Hawkins' work and I'm going, wow, he's saying the max number is 1,000. And this is what he tested out. There's only been three people, three avatars, three beings that ever vibrated, what I call vibrate, consciousness level of 1,000. And I truly believe those are the ones that connected to the pure essence and source of who they really are. They removed the barriers, they removed personal mind, and they really tapped into the essence of themselves and really understanding that pure consciousness. We've been talking about this in other episodes just recently, and it's one of those things that it's really diving in deep to understand there's an essence of who you are that exists. And the better that we can connect to that source, the more vibrant our lives become. I'm not saying easier. Never. I'm definitely not saying easier. I said more vibrant. The more you can see things at a deeper element, the more things you take time to make sense of this process. Okay. And it's something that for my own personal journey, I've been working towards this. In this next decade, I just turned 41 this year. But when I turned 40, I told my wife, I'm very adamant about really hardcore focusing on removing my personal mind, getting to a place of just is surrender, and really tapping deep within to what really matters most for me, and putting all my energy there and not be distracted. And it's a lot easier said than done, right? Because I could talk about it, but to do the work, there's challenges. I'm going to be honest. But when my main focus is returned back to source, and I've been working on this for over a year, and it's been an amazing journey. It's been an amazing process of trust and inner work, and I've done a lot. I've been doing inner work since I was 25, so this is like even deeper than I thought. But when we return back to the source, this is what I want to try and inspire you about. Again, life has more color. We're more conscious. We're more present. Not present worrying about something, but being present in the moment of just awe. So I was listening to a podcast, and there's a big name neuroscience guy. And he was just talking about, like, we're too caught up in the present. They were going back and forth. He had an interview and a guest, and they're talking about being too present. And I said, you can't be too present. It's just present. And I go, I understood what they were coming from. I totally understand their logic. But my thing was like, no. Present moment means you're not letting the mind go to the past or the future, right? You're not focused on any thought. You're not focused on what you have to do or what you're worrying about or what may happen. You're not worrying about the past of what you've gone through or what that meant or what you used to be at. There's none of that. You are present in the moment with an empty mind, enjoying what is. That's true bliss. I mean, Buddha talked about having an empty mind. And I've been mentioning this in the podcast lately because it's such a powerful statement to where when you can come with an empty mind, you do not let your personal stuff interfere with the experience. You're taking the experience for what it is and you're letting it come in. It enriches your life. You get to have a different array of many human emotions. And to be honest, that's what your source wants. That's what your soul wants. That's why we come into this world. One of the reasons why, there's a gazillion of them, but one of them is for experience. The soul wants to experience the human experience to the fullest. And if we don't let it fully in, the good and the bad, quote unquote, I say air quotes here if you're watching the video, because there is no such thing as good or bad. There just isn't. I'm sorry. There's no such thing as of that at all. Now, you may fight that and say, hold on. No, there is. Not really. It's your choice and your conditioning and your upbringing and your matrices that have influenced on you and so much more to what you deem good or bad. And I've shared about this a little bit in past podcasts. So these feelings that show up in your life, right, that you say, I don't like this or I like that, or I don't like this person, but I like that, or, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever it may be, we all have shopping lists. And so and I talked about this in the last episode, but it's one of the things that your personal mind disrupts the experience and it pulls you away from enjoying bliss and so many other things. we block it. And again, if you want to know more about this, I don't want to continue repeating what I just shared in the last episode, but I'm pulling from there a little bit to help you understand this is the element of returning to source. And when we can do that, some people, Michael Singer talked about the seat of the soul. He says it that way. We return back to that. I call it just stepping back into your soul. You get back into this deeper power, and this is where your power is. This is where you choose. This is what you, then from here is where you can manifest the things that you desire, what you choose to experience, because you're not making choices then from personal mind and preferences and good and bad and all that, which you don't even have control over. And I'll talk about this, not in this episode, but many to come, how we really don't, we think we're choosing, but we're not. But in the essence, we're coming back to our natural state. And I've talked about this in my book, Rediscover Your Greatness. I talked about it in Walk in the Dark. And even the Matrix, Decoding the Matrix. I talked essence of it in different ways to help the individual really return back to that. And this is what I made my life's purpose, at least for now, my life's work, what I'm putting into, is teaching people how to return back. Because I believe we're at a time, this is essential, that we have to get away from the distractions. We have to get away from the polarization, the triggers, the distractions, because you're letting your consciousness be distracted. And that's why you're not experiencing what you want in your life. You're letting your consciousness be pulled in different directions. And it's so much easier now because now they have social media. You have alerts and notifications and this and that. You have an election year, so that creates a lot of polarity. You have wars going on. You have all this doom stuff happening, right? And everyone has their theories, and everybody keeps preaching that the end of the world's coming. And I just keep telling people, if you keep saying that, you're giving more energy to it. And they get upset about it, but they want, you know, and there's this constant thing. Instead, focus on what you want to create. Like, here's an example. The hurricane came to Florida, right? I was part of like 3 or 4 different prayer groups. Not religious prayer groups. These were energetic prayer. We wanted to say prayers from an energetic standpoint and send good energy to Florida, protective energy, good energy, whatever may happen, whatever's intentional. I know the prayers I was saying, even with myself, was like, you know, Earth, Mother Earth, connecting with Mother Earth and just saying, hey, Mami Paji Mama, as some of the people say, or Mother Gaia. Whatever, if you need this to be there for you, then let that be. But if it's not, and it's made for other reasons, then, you know, protect the people there. Will, you know, give them your protection and blessings and so forth to help them through this journey, and may it be seamless, however the outcome was. I didn't want to project the outcome. I didn't want to say weaken yourself. That's me putting my own projections. I just wanted to say, if there was a way, then so be it. If not, have them be protected in some way, shape, or form, and we're going to send good energy and vibes. There was like a few prayer groups I knew of I was a part of. We saw it go down from a 5 to a 4, hit land, and drop to a 1 immediately. There still was damage, but it wasn't as bad as they expected. Could it just be coincidence? When you understand energy, it's a whole different world. That's not what you think. It's totally different. And it would go against, if I said that wasn't true, then I'm going against everything I wrote in my third book. So it's one of the things that the elements of what we do from an energy standpoint, our source, our pure essence, when we come from there, it's what governs the universe. We're not made of anything different. We're not made of different. I love this. I love when universe and nature and all this does it the same way. You come from stars, and yet the power that governs those stars is in you too. It's just so cool that it works on 2 different levels. So anyhow, getting off tangent here. So the thing as I'm trying to get back to is the essence of source is where we can diminish the distractions and actually start to come to a place of choosing. That's the power behind this. Okay. Now I can share neuroscience and quantum mechanics and all that fun stuff too, if you love it. If you want, I can go down that route. But at the end of the day, that you are there. And when you connect with your source, you start to choose an experience. In my coaching program, one of the things I try to teach my clients is to get into visualization and tap into their intuition, which is their soul's navigator. And I teach them what their intuition really is. And I share with them how it shows up. It's not that it shows up the same for everybody, because when you get into this world of quantum, nothing's really the same. There's some similarities for sure, but there's nothing the same. And for some people, they want to hold on to, well, I want to do what everyone else does, compared to I want to do what's meant for me. And I really see clients that want to be what's meant for them, not what they want to do just because they want to do what everyone else does. Because I want to bring you out to the table and bring that uniqueness of who you are to the forefront. And so when you can return to this, you start to choose things that here's the byproduct of returning to source. You start to choose things that matter most to you. That's going to bring more happiness, see life more as a blessing, and be more grateful for life because of that. And it's a continual, perpetual thing that just keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher. And the more you put your energy into this, I'm telling you, there's no level of end. There's no level of end either way. You can go very negative. You can go very positive. There's no difference here. And so why not choose the upper? Why not choose the thing that blesses you the most? So here's something that can help. I heard this question. I ask it in a different way in my coaching programs, but I like this and I thought this would be great because I always say, what's your future self? How would your 20 years down the road, when you're making a decision, when you're having an argument, whatever that is in life, relationship arguments, struggles you may be going through, making a big choice, you project your mind out 20, 30 years ahead of time. And nowadays, if you need a visual, go use one of the apps or use AI and make it age yourself 10, 15, 20 years. And then just put that as a picture and look at that person and say, okay, you, Victor, right there, you, that older Victor, wiser, more handsome, more younger and fit version there, even though you look a little aged. How would you view this over on what I'm doing right now in the next 20 or 30 years? If I make this choice, how would you view that? And you go into that person's energy of your future self. And then from that moment, you look at it from that angle. And I'll tell you, I've always got calmer. I've always got more relaxed. That's why I teach in my coaching program. Because from there, I was like, why am I stressing about this? You know, like when I was going through struggles, when I went through bankruptcy, I remember I had to make a choice and I was stressing out about this. I didn't want to go bankrupt. I thought it was an easy way out, but I needed a break in some way and it just wasn't showing up in my life. I look back now and there could have been other things I could have did, but at the time, that's what I had. I did the best I could at that moment. But one thing that helped me make the decision to calm the fear, because I was like, man, this is going to mess me up for 7 years. It's going to be on my record for this long. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this and that. And I took a step back and I said, I looked at myself 20 years on the road. And I said, if I make this decision now, what's the end game plan? How do I look at this? You know, tell me, give me some advice. And what it told me was, is that it's worth betting all on you. This is what came to me. It's worth betting all on you because at the end of the day, you'll be grateful for that and you won't be successful because of it. And I said, done. That's it. Now, it's not like it came in a thought. It was a feeling. And then the words just came. And it's one of those things where I was like, okay, let's do it. That sounds good to me. And I went with it. And literally, it went exactly like that. Like literally, as soon as that happened, a couple months later, practice just started taking off. And then from there, the next year, we tripled. Next 2 years from there, we tripled the business and opened up a 3,000 square foot space and so many other things that happened. And I was just like, holy cow. Okay. Now I'm not happy about going bankrupt, but at the same token, look what happened there. And it helped me see things in a different realm. And if I didn't look at that from that perspective, I would have really got consumed in all that. And I do that still to this day. And I look at things, how would I view things from this moment on? And so I always look at that, if it's being with my daughter or my wife, business decisions, choices I want to make, things I want to experience. It's one of those things where, like, just for example, like creating this whole return to source program that I'm going to put together and wanting to get people involved now so that I can build up the wait list so that when it's ready, I can offer a massive discount because of that and so much more. A little plug-in for the course though. But at the same token, I asked that question because it's been a burning desire inside of me for a couple of years now. I felt like I needed to start putting some out there for the public because I'd only been working with business owners. And it's the same thing. Your intuition is going to guide you. It's going to push you. It's going to press you to go that route. And you got to trust it. And it will all come into point. And you see yourself 20 years down the road. And I said, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? That's what literally it said to me. My future self said, what's the worst thing that can happen? Go with it and run with it and have fun in the journey and learn. That's all it said. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's what I'm going to do. And not have any expectations. So, because that's the key to happiness, by the way, having no expectations. But I digress. So let's talk about then how to return, right? Because there's things, and I'll be honest, if you've been a subscriber of this podcast and been listening for quite some time, this is not something new. This is going to be something that you've heard before. It's not different. There's reasons why I teach this to my coaching clients. This is why I teach this to my patients. Returning to source means you neutralize the energy as best as you can, and where you are, you're going to connect with yourself. And the more you practice this, the more you connect, you make this connection easier, okay? It's not going to be having epiphanies, although they do come. It's not going to have enlightened moments, but they do come. Not every time. But it's one of the things that's going to help you see things from a different perspective and help you connect deeper. So you can basically take yourself back and see things from a bird eye's view. So you can look at different perspectives. This is what I love about it. And your mind can do this if you can get away from the distractions. You have to get rid of the energetic charges and disconnect yourself from there. So I'm going to share a couple things that you can do. And here's the first one to really help you. And this is what I tell all my clients to do. I tell most all my patients to do, because it's easier to do. It's easier to get to that state, and you can get there faster than meditation. Meditation, you give yourself about 3 months, you can get there. It'll help. But a lot of people get really frustrated with meditation. So I recommend breathwork because it's easier. So breathwork, I talked about this in my second book called Walk in the Dark. I literally gave you a list of breathwork types to do. And I said, Google them. Just go have fun with them and practice. But it's practicing breathwork, a holotropic type of breathwork, a Wim Hof type of breathwork, a psychedelic type of breathwork. Psychedelic just means that it allows you to go deeper into your consciousness and your psyche, more of your consciousness. It's not that you may have psychedelic effects, but it's not the purpose of that. But the thing is that you go through this process and you really, really, neutralize the nervous system, right? So it really calms the nervous system. You get into higher state of consciousness, you're raising your consciousness level, and you're discarding the energetic connections. So it's literally like, imagine strings on your body that are pulling you in many different directions. We call this energetic connections, and you're basically taking a sword and cutting them off to get to no connections. You can literally get to a point and do this as a visualization. This is a whole nother tool, but the breath work is really going to help neutralize that. And then you can come back to whatever it is you're challenging or wanting to do, whatever it may be, and you just feel to see if anything is piquing your interest at that time. And if it's not, and you just like the peace and the calm and the slight disconnection from life for just a split second there, then soak into that, because that's what you need. See, what's beautiful about this work, and it's a lot harder for people, because especially when I work with clients that have like just come out of school, or they're extremely left brain dominant, which a lot of entrepreneurs are, they can't make this disconnection, because they say, this is not what's going to make me successful. And I'm like, I'm not here to give you a magic, say this is going to be successful. It's going to lead you to what's going to find your fulfillment. And because your fulfillment and things are more in alignment, you're going to have more energy there and more excitement there. And because of that being there, that's going to help you manifest things a lot better. So you will have success if you do this correctly. Now, some people trust it, some don't. It is what it is. That's the life we live today. I think more and more we want that quick gratification. We want to have things happen faster. You have coaches selling, saying, hey, in 1 month, I'll get you this much. I see average people make this much in this month. And then, now we have coaches who are coaches because they have people who go through those types of programs and didn't get the results they wanted, and they were burned out, and they felt like they were, whatever. So now they have coaches that help them coach through that. I don't make this up. But the point is the breath work is going to help you reset yourself to connect back to source and give you the slightest. It's not going to happen in one session. It may not happen in 20 sessions, but you practice this every day. And what research kind of shows is after 2 weeks, you can start to have a deeper connection. You'll start to notice to be more calmer. In about 2 months, you will be not as reactive to things, and you'll be more being able to stay more in that present consciousness, not worrying as much and so forth. And then 4 to 6 months down the road, it's a game changer. And then after that, a year on, it's crazy. It has changed my life in so many ways. Meditation is my thing, but I blend the two to make it easier. So you got the breath work. I'll put some links in the show notes for you to try. There's just some YouTube videos. I have one of me walking you through a Wim Hof style breath work. You get about 9-10 minutes of me explaining everything. And then the second half is the actual exercise. I'll share a holotropic breath work session too, and a couple others. That way you have some ways to try this out, play with it, and then share in the comments, or send me an email if you want, if you don't want to share it in the comments, of what you thought of this. Share it on one of our, connect with us on social media, and share what you thought about that, about the episode and so much more. I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm really trying to create a big community here. I may even do a breathwork challenge. If you're part of the Facebook group, I'll be going on there and challenging some of the people to do a breathwork session. I'll share a video, and I may create my own breathwork session. And then what I want people to do is I'm going to challenge you to do that session for a certain period of time. And I want to hear people's feedback on that. To do that, I'm really, my movement is for some reason just to, again, it's just where I'm guided, but it's really to help empower people more and share tools to help you reconnect to your source. I don't know why that keeps coming to me, that just the way that's said, is coming to me and I'm just going with it right now. I'm just being transparent and honest of where I'm at the moment. So I thought I'd share with you. So you got the breath work, right? Okay. I want to give you one visualization that can help too. And I already shared it, but I'm going to go back to it. Another one that you can do is you can see, not a lot of people do, is you can see like an energetic sword come out of you. So I always go to the chest because that's like where the points of our energy hits here, and it comes out and sparks, spins around. So this is not no spiritual woo-woo stuff. It's called the Taurus field. It actually spins around us, and energy comes from both ways and spins. So what I do is I always say you have an internal sword that comes out of you, and it's all glowing in white. You can do a light. You can do whatever color you want, to be honest. But I usually use like a white light with a slight touch of indigo in there. And then what I see is me just discarding all the connections, energetic connections off of me and bringing me back to my neutral state. So I imagine myself, I see myself pulled with strings, and I just take my sword and I'm cutting the strings off. Every single one. I don't even know what string is. I don't even know who that's connected to. Don't even know what that topic it's pulling me towards. I just reset my energy. And you can do this every night. I like to do it with my after breath work. Just because the breath work, I'm already in a heightened state of awareness and energetic state. And so I can feel it more. I can get deeper into that and release. So this is two things that you can practice. I'm telling you, you do this over a period of time, you will see a shift in difference. It'll help you start to feel this deeper element. I don't know how to explain it. I have clients, when they get to this point, they'll look and they just go, I don't know why I'm calmer, but I notice I feel better. And there's just a weirdness about this. I don't know how to explain it. And I said, great. Weirdness means it's different. Your mind's trying to figure it out because it doesn't know what it is. Thumbs up. That's where I want you to be. And stop trying to figure it out. So if you do these kind of things, this can be very pivotal for your life and help you reconnect back to the source. I'm sharing very simple tools, right? I'm not getting into hyper deeper specifics. I can share other things too. But for now, I think this is really, really good to help you reset the energy, help you see things differently. And if you start making choices from that state, watch out, because now you're starting to actually, what will happen is over time, you start to see actually the power of who you really are and how you could choose. And I really believe a level of fulfillment is saying, huh, this is fun. I love to experience this. And then boom, you experience this. And then you start to see how powerful you are, because the more you start to see it, the more it becomes. And the more it becomes, the more you repeat the cycle. The more you repeat the cycle, the more it hardwires into your brain, it becomes more a reality. So that's the beauty of this kind of stuff. That's the neuroscience behind it. That is what we call neuroplasticity, or known as Hebb's Law. Once you start to build that confidence up and you can see this happening for you, then the more you keep doing it, the easier and easier it becomes, and the more and more confidence you have in there. And when you build the confidence, you have the belief that you can do these things and you are doing them. Unless you can state that now, or you can wait till you have the confidence. I'd state it now that you can already. And that starts to make that process happen. So that's what I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoy it. Please, please, please go ahead. Like, share, subscribe on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen. It helps with us and helps get this out there, the episode out there, the podcast out there, and so much more. We're very grateful for all those who are subscribers already and listening. Also, check out the show notes for all the material. Join our community. Join the waitlist for the program. I said, there's no cost to it. Just join the waitlist and you don't have to sign up, but it'll just be a way to have you jump on board there. Join our community. Like I said, we're going to be slowly switching over the podcast to do Facebook Lives the live podcast recording strictly on the Facebook group only. So I highly, highly recommend getting on there. We're going to start really working with that. We're going to start doing some other stuff there, like a breathwork challenge and things like that. So highly recommend joining. And then all the other things in the show notes, join, check out the breathwork, challenge yourself, commit to 30 days, come back, shoot us an email. You'll see my email in the show notes to connect and let me know how you're doing. And if you have any other questions or things you need help with, we are here to support. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Vic, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.